front of the Egyptian State TV building, right on by the Nile. There's about at least 2,000 to 4,000 cops and Muslims out here protesting against crimes that were committed against cops and Christians and over the past few weeks, because houses were burned, churches were burned. They're actually out here by the State TV because they're actually asking for international media coverage of what's going on and for like an official statement by whoever's leading Egypt right now to stop the violence and to continue with the church building, as opposed to what was going on prior in the previous administration, the previous regime. They are chanting basically unity slogans between Muslims and Christians. They're chanting, basically for Christian prayers here and there. They're also asking the Field Marshal Falcaoli to issue an official statement saying that, to respond to their demands. Additionally, they are speaking about how the houses of Christians are being burned down south right now. They're protesting for the military to intervene in the south to stop it. I'm not sure if the name of the town they're speaking about, but there seems to be some major sectarian violence going on. And the army or the military, as they say, I'm not sure of this, but has retreated, and they're asking the military to intervene. There is one tank in front of the State TV building, and it's got a few officers on it. The crowd is very peaceful. Nothing much going on. They're saying they're right in front of the building doors. And there's a minimal, I'd say about 20 to 30 military police out here. Also, there's a presence by some priests. They're taking a corner. They're staying away from the protest, but they're there present, sitting on chairs. They're not chanting. They're not doing anything, but they're just here present. The protesters are standing. They're holding crosses. They're holding signs. They're holding Egyptian flags. They're basically congregated, standing, chanting in front of the building, about maybe half a circle, because the building is circular, and they're about an arc formation. And behind them, as you're walking in, Neighborhood Watch has set up, blocked the streets, and they're checking people coming in and out. It's fairly, fairly peaceful. There's no crazy movements, no running, just chanting, waving the flags, waving the crosses, whatnot. The last chance that's going on right now, with our lives, our blood, we will die for our cross. It's an Arabic slogan, bil ruh, bil dam, bil fika salib, which is basically will protect our cross. But it's taken from other chants, like I've been searching for Nasser, for Sadat, Mubarak, bil ruh, bil dam. It's like it's a phrase that rhymes in Arabic. So it's used in many like chants when people are protesting for or against something, whatever. So it's not an original, if you will. The ruh means with our soul. The dam means with our blood. Nifiq means save you. Yasalib is the cross or our cross.